This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, May 14th, 2021. The Friday 5, our 5 big stories of the week. I'm Derek Gilbert. Top of the list this week, as you would guess, would be Israel. Today, May 14th, marks the 73rd anniversary of Israel's independence. Sharon and I, the Skywatch TV tour, blessed to be in Israel. We hadn't planned it, but it worked out that we were there in Israel, May 14th of 2018, on the 70th anniversary of Israel's independence, the day that the signs marking the move of America's embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem were erected in Jerusalem. Quite a blessing to be there, but things have changed quite a bit over the last few years. Prime Minister Netanyahu fighting for his political life. And during the negotiations after the fourth election over the last 2 years to try to form a coalition government, the most intense conflict between Israel and Palestinians since the Gaza war in 2014. Massive rocket barrage earlier this week, more than 600 launched in a 24-hour period. I incorrectly yesterday said that two people in Ashkelon had been injured. In fact, two women in Ashkelon were killed when a rocket struck their building. A number of people in the Gaza Strip killed as well, including some children, as Israel launched airstrikes in response. Makes one wonder whether all of this is linked to Iran's warning recently about a single large-scale operation. The head of the IRGC in Tehran, Hossein Salami, warned last week that Israel was vulnerable to a large tactical operation because the country is so small. It does appear that these rocket barrages are targeted at specific locations, the goal being to overwhelm Israel's Iron Dome anti-missile system, and they have been effective in that regard to some point. Commentators in Israel, as of this recording, just ahead of and following an address to the nation by Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister Benny Gantz, his political rival, concluding that as of this point, as of this recording, Hamas has the upper hand. Hamas seized on a political issue, the eviction of Arab squatters in a neighborhood in Israel called Sheikh Jarrah, where Palestinian Arabs have been residing since 1967, when Israel reclaimed East Jerusalem, recovered East Jerusalem in the 1967 war. Jewish-owned buildings, where they've been squatting since 1948, seizing on this as a political issue that allows Hamas to claim that it is defending Jerusalem, that alone among the Arab Muslim nations in the Middle East, that it is defending Muslims' right to reside in and worship in Jerusalem. Well, this the rocket fire that began on the 11th of May, an unprecedented series of attacks on the city of Ashkelon, then expanded to include Tel Aviv, and then even several launched at Jerusalem, which Israeli leaders will see as crossing a Rubicon, will result in a wider conflict. Again, the question is Iran behind all of this? One of their proxies, Islamic Jihad, Hamas, which gets support from Iran, focusing on this. We'll see in the week, in the days and weeks ahead, what is to come from all of this, because certainly international pressure on Israel will only increase as the images of civilian casualties, which are almost inevitable in a conflict like this, spread to the rest of the world. Topic number 4 this week, the rise of the generals. Retired American flag officers, following in the footsteps of retired French generals a couple of weeks ago, in sending an open letter, issuing an open letter to the American government, the American military officers saying that the country has veered so far left under Democratic leadership that the nation's very survival is on the line. Quoting from the letter now, "Our nation is in deep peril. We are in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. That says a lot. Worse than the American Civil War, worse than World War I, World War II, even worse during the protests and domestic terrorism acts in the early 1970s. The conflict is between supporters of socialism and Marxism versus supporters of constitutional freedom and liberty. Retired military officials are advocating for building a border wall, a tougher stance against China, and rejecting a bill being debated in the United States Congress this week, House Resolution 1, Senate Bill 1, which would fundamentally transform the way voting is conducted here in the United States, taking away the constitutionally mandated responsibility of each state to govern its own elections and putting it in the hands of the federal government, which the signers of this letter say would destroy election fairness and allow Democrats to remain forever in power, violating our Constitution and ending our representative republic. In France, active duty military have now signed an open letter echoing the opinion of the retired generals there, warning of a civil war in France if the government there does not reverse concessions that it's made to violent Islamists inside France. Nationalism is on the rise. Let's see how the globalists respond. I suspect it will not be kindly. Topic number three, COVID. We learned a couple of interesting things this week. First, that Chinese scientists have been preparing for a third world war by experimenting with biological and genetic weapons, including a coronavirus, for at least the last 6 years. This is according to new documents obtained by U.S. investigators. The paper showed that, quote, these will be the core weapon for victory, end quote, in such a conflict. The research by the Chinese scientists even outlining how the spread of such a disease could overwhelm the medical facilities, the medical infrastructure of an enemy, which, again, is kind of what we've been dealing with over the past 14 months. This is evidence that Beijing has been considering the military potential of SARS coronaviruses from as early as 2015. This was coupled with an important piece written by longtime science writer and editor Nicholas Wade, published at The Bulletin, which is the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. Wade worked for many years with the New York Times, and as I said the other day when I brought you this story, the reason I bring you this story is because he is mainstream, because he has credibility for so many years working at mainstream news outlets. It's interesting that he is now publishing this paper in which he concludes, and I quote, "Neither the natural emergence nor the lab escape hypothesis as to the origin of SARS-2, the virus behind COVID-19, can yet be ruled out. There is still no direct evidence for either, so no definitive conclusion can be reached. However," he concludes, "that the evidence is much greater for those who are proposing the lab escape theory. So combine this, the evidence supports the idea that the virus escaped from a lab, and now we know, according to this new document from discovered by American researchers, that Chinese scientists have been working on bioweapons, including a weaponized form of coronavirus, for at least 6 years. Gives us a probable cause and reason for the research, which should confirm what the retired flag officers here in the United States have been saying. China is our greatest geopolitical threat. And in fact, this is what our friend Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis has been saying for quite some time. China, the greatest threat to the United States in the world today. Topic number two, persecution in Canada. Talked about this week. Here in the Western world, where we believe that we live in free societies, pastors literally being arrested on public streets for inciting people to gather. Why? For church services, to worship Jesus Christ. Pastor Artur Pawlowski and his brother David Pawlowski arrested last Saturday by the Calgary Police Service for organizing an illegal in-person gathering. The Alberta Health Services have obtained a court order in relation to its compliance of public health orders, and Pawlowski refused to go along with it. And we told you about another pastor in the province, likewise being prosecuted under these orders issued by the Alberta Health Services. In Alberta, churches can hold services, but they've got to maintain a maximum of 15% of fire code, and of course, maintain social distancing and masking and so forth. And the government in Canada apparently okay with arresting and jailing pastors over a disease that is 99.7% survivable for most of us. I don't think it's about the virus anymore. Coming up, hobbling the country, mistakenly or not. That's next on the Friday Five.
call now and get the companion to the Book of Enoch Special Collection, featuring the original Book of Enoch in beautifully bound hardback edition and both of Dr. Michael Heiser's groundbreaking companion guides to the Book of Enoch, along with the shocking expose, Fallen Angels and Ancient Aliens on DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our SkyWatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. Volumes 1 and 2 of the Companion Guides to Enoch unveil what most of the modern church has never heard regarding how the sin of the watchers in Enoch 6 through 16 helped frame the mission of Jesus, how the descriptions of the Antichrist, the Messiah, the end times day of the Lord, and the final judgment connect to Genesis 6 and the Nephilim. This and so much more. Plus, you will also receive on DVD the Book of Enoch, Fallen Angels and Ancient Aliens, an exclusive production with Dr. Michael Heiser regarding the blatant lies of ancient astronaut theory and the horrifying nature of fallen angels and alien abduction. This DVD is a must-have. But that's not all. You'll also receive the beautifully printed hardback edition of the original historical Book of Enoch from Defender Publishing, perfect for assisting serious researchers and students in the study of the Bible and the early age. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Whether you've read the Book of Enoch or want to journey through it for the first time, without a doubt, you'll find the companion to the Book of Enoch Special Collection absolutely essential. Order now at SkyWatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one this week, the Biden administration incentivizing unemployment. As we told you a couple of times this week, the April jobs report, awful, was about a quarter of the new jobs created as analysts expected, and experts puzzled to figure out why. Well, the numbers tell a very interesting story. Only 266,000 jobs added in April. Experts had expected about a million new jobs as the country opens back up. Businesses reopen. They need to hire people, especially in service industries, restaurants, bars, and so forth. But a lot of people are preferring to stay home because their unemployment benefits are so good. Last year, the federal government added bonuses to state unemployment checks because many businesses were shut down by government order. People couldn't go to work when they wanted to. So in order to compensate, the federal government sent out stimulus checks. However, situation has changed now. The country is reopening. Jobs are available. 7.4 million job openings in the month of April, and yet companies are struggling to hire employees because they actually get paid more if they stay home and collect unemployment checks. As I told you the other day, White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said, well, we just don't believe that people would be, you know, would prefer to stay at home. They want to work. Really? When they can collect more for doing less. Human nature. Human nature, Ms. Psaki, Mr. President, is that they will stay home. Here in our home state of Missouri, Governor Mike Parson announced Wednesday that the state of Missouri is ending all federal bonuses for unemployment, because it is now incentivizing people to not work. We're on the verge of an economic recovery. It's being hobbled by the federal government. The question is, are they doing this on purpose? Time will tell. Well, we are looking forward to getting back together, but in the meantime, we want to present more cutting-edge information. We're talking end times prophecy, just Bible teaching, encouragement, cutting-edge research. We've got 50 hours of content coming in the new Defender Conference, virtual conference, Rise 2021. 50 hours of presentations goes live on the internet on June 18th, 12:01 a.m., June 18th, all released at once so you can binge watch in the order that you choose over the course of the next 90 days, or the 90 days following, I should say, through September 18th. Speakers include Dr. Thomas Horn, and again, with the help of Josh Peck doing the production work on the backside, this will be essentially another mini-documentary. We've got New York Times best-selling authors like Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallups, Mark Biltz, and many others. Dynamic speakers like Bishop Ron Webb, Jamie Walden, and prophecy experts as well. Archaeologists, Dr. Scott Stripling, who's leading the dig at Shiloh and has also been working on some other exciting projects in the Holy Land. Dr. Judd Burton, Dr. Aaron Judkins, who was part of the discovery of Cave 12, Scroll Cave 12 at Qumran just a couple of years ago with Dr. Randall Price. They will be speaking. All of us here from Skywatch TV as well, Colonel David Giamona, Troy Anderson, the co-authors of The Military Guide to Armageddon, and as a bonus, selected presentations from the 2020 Defender Conference. All of that available as of June 18th. But you want to sign up now because there's an early bird discount. The early bird rate is $85 to get access to all of these presentations, 50 hours of content, through May 31st. On June 1st, the rate for registration goes up to $95. So sign up early, reserve your place, and then again, June 18th, Central Time at 12:01 Central Time, June 18th, all of the presentations available for you to stream and watch at your schedule. Find out more and reserve your place now at defenderconference.com. The website again, defenderconference.com. We are still scheduled to be back in Israel in October. I will say this. We were there a couple of years ago, the 70th anniversary of Israel, and things got kind of kinetic on the border with Gaza. We never at any point in the tour felt unsafe. Now, to be fair, they weren't launching 600 rockets in 24 hours at us either. So obviously we're keeping an eye on this, but we're also keeping an eye on the travel situation and what requirements there might be as far as vaccines. So we will keep you posted on that. But Lipkin Tours has assured us that if we must cancel, whether it's due to security or due to required vaccines, because they know how we feel about the vaccine, you will not be out a single dime. All monies will be refunded. But we will be back in Israel sooner or later. So whether it's October of 2021 or sometime in 2022, we'll be there and we pray you come with us. You can get an idea of what we will see, a sample itinerary and a breakdown of costs by going to skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. And we pray that we see you in the Holy Land. This week on Skywatch TV, tonight, again, our new partners at Daystar Television, taking Skywatch TV literally around the world. Broadcast in Israel, as well as other continents, the UK, Ireland, New Zealand, Australia, Canada. Watch us. You'll find the schedule, by the way, online at skywatchtv.com/channels. Dr. Michael Heiser continuing his discussion with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch team about his companion to the Book of Enoch, Volume 2, and Prophecies of Messiah in the Book of Enoch. Again, check the schedule, skywatchtv.com/channels, or just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, download the free mobile app and do that, and we will broadcast on your schedule. The mobile app not only brings you all of our video content, these programs, Unraveling Revelation, Sci Friday, and the weekly broadcast show, it also brings you news the mainstream media wants you to overlook and a schedule of our upcoming events, good for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. And we have links to the app stores for each of those platforms posted at skywatchtv.com. Just check the top menu bar there for the link. On Sunday, Sharon and I produce a weekly Bible study, the Gilbert House Fellowship. We talk for about an hour as we go through the Bible verse by verse in chronological order. It took us 5 years to get through the Bible the first time. It's going to take us longer this time because we've learned a thing or two since last time through. But we hope you'll join us as we dig in and discover that there's more in the Word than we ever thought. And we hope you'll join us for that journey of discovery. All the archives going back to the very first study back in 2014, online at gilberthouse.org. Have a blessed weekend, and thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.